The Georgia State Patrol says 12 people were killed in traffic crashes during the Independence Day holiday travel period. Troopers investigated 9 fatal crashes, while local agencies handled 3 others. Statewide, troopers responded to more than 295 crashes that injured over 180 people. During the 78-hour enforcement period, officers made more than 20,000 traffic stops, issued nearly 11,000 citations, and arrested 425 drivers for DUI. The Georgia State Patrol says the crash statistics are preliminary and they remain under review. The city of Chickamauga has accepted a $4 million EPA Brownsfield cleanup grant to clean up the former Crystal Springs Mill property. The longtime vacant textile mill site near downtown still contains environmental contamination, despite the buildings being demolished. The grant will fund cleanup and prepare the property for future redevelopment. Mayor Yvette Parrish says the city has 4 years to complete the project, while visible progress is expected to begin as early as October. Officials say the cleanup is the key step towards bringing new development to the site. Questions are being raised about the proposed Rock City Gondola project. Haley Sheely, who opposes the project, tells WDEF-TV she's filed an inquiry challenging the accuracy of a traffic study conducted last December. The study concluded the gondola would reduce traffic on Lookout Mountain while only slightly increasing traffic through St. Elmo. Sheely is asking officials to verify the data and has also questioned whether Walker County underreported traffic volumes. The proposed gondola remains under review. We've got more news coming up after this. The Walker County Board of Commissioners meets tomorrow evening at 6:30 at the Courthouse Annex 4 in Lafayette. Biggest item on the agenda is a proposed 6-month moratorium on new data center development while county leaders review current regulations. Commissioners will also hold a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2027 budget before considering its adoption. The meeting will be streamed live on the Walker County Facebook page and the county's YouTube channel. The Lafayette Recreation Department is now accepting registration for its 2026 fall youth sports season. Programs include soccer, cheerleading, volleyball, and football for children ages 3 through 14. Registration fees vary by sport and age group. Parents can register online by phone or in person at the Recreation Department on South Main Street. As always, we've got more details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth on Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.